as well as my ear. Disorganizing and destroying the works of the enemy. Disorganizing and destroying the powers of darkness. I want to speak fire unto our ears, the fire of the Holy Ghost, that no weapon formed against our ears shall prosper. Our spiritual ears will receive from the ear of the Lord, and they are connected to the ear of the Lord this morning. And the eyes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth are connected to our eyes in Jesus' name. So as the mind of Christ is connected to our mind. And even in this morning, whoever enters this house will be soaked in the blood of Jesus and will be connected to the ear of the Lord. No powers from the grave, no principalities will attack us and will disorganize us. In Jesus' name. The powers of darkness have been whispering into our ears, and they've been saying lies to us, and we have been following those lies. But this morning, we want to disorganize the works of the enemy. We want to disorganize the tongue of the devil. We want to disorganize the eyes of the devil. We want to disorganize the hands of the devil. This morning, we step out of our comfort zone and we decree and declare the God of Almighty will serve and will worship. The God Almighty will serve and will hear and will honor. The God Almighty will hear and will listen to and will obey. In Jesus' name, we want to speak to us that the source of healing waters inside of us. But to some of us who have abandoned that healing anointing. So the enemy has been lying to us that you cannot do that. You can't see where other people see. You can't see where God sees. And the lies to the enemy is, from the enemy to you or to me is, just you can't do that. Just you can't make it. But this morning, the source of the healing waters that are inside of me are yet to come out so that the world may see the healing waters, because I carry the source of healing waters. You carry the source of the healing waters. Whatever you do, wherever you go, whoever you touch, you carry the source of the healing waters. The healing waters, the source of the healing waters, the source of the healing waters is inside of you. Now there will be always levels of the anointing. Now there will always levels and the colors of the different anointings. But this morning I'm talking about the waters that are inside of you. Inside of you, whereby people around you will come and measure. Now listen to me. People have been measuring you, weighing you according to your bank account. People have been weighing you and measuring you according to how you speak, to how you preach, to how you worship, according to the number of your church. But this morning, I have great news, good news for someone whom the devil has been lying to. Rekeba santo rabosa, ribabo sokoya, rikababa santo. Devil lying to you. You have a good voice. You sit on that chair and others are struggling. You can play the guitar. You can play the keyboard. And people are struggling and you sit it. Lies from hell. And I would say like Dr. Woodhouse, go to hell, Satan. Go to hell. So people have been measuring you. They have measured you from your feet to your ankle. From your ankle to your knees. From your knees to your truth. From your truth, they have come even, they are weighing even your righteousness. They have not stopped there. They have even worked, even right now, they are weighing your faith. And now they're on the hem of your salvation. They are weighing your salvation. Everything you do, every word you speak, everyone is weighing you. But behold, the Lamb of God, who sees where man can't see, is measuring, is weighing you. You know, people will measure the way, they will measure, they will do everything, but they will stop from there. But God, when he starts weighing and measuring, he's increasing you from glory to glory. He's anointing you, double anointing, triple anointing. He's picking you from the groups of the people who are not profitable to your inner man. And he's positioning you to the group of prophets. He's positioning you to the groups of pastors. He's positioning you to the groups of evangelists. He's positioning you to the group of worshipers. And God is shifting who is a worshiper and who is not. And God has heard the cries of the pastors bowing to the ministers to come and worship, to come in the right time. That measurement is over. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple. And there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside of the outer gateway that faces east. And there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, when the man came in Shiloh Tabernacle with a measurement in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankle. Where? And your real ankles have been measuring you from your ankle up to somewhere. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the rivers. I returned, there along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and the other side. Then he said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. It shall be that the fishermen will stand by it from that one. There will be places for spreading their nets." Now, this man with the line, he started measuring. And as I started saying, there are so many people that have weighed us. They have weighed you according to how you speak, to how you carry yourself, to how much is on your bank account. But this measurement is speaking to us that as much as people outside are measuring you from the, they cannot even measure you from the top of your head. They are so cheap. That's why they start from your feet. So the poverty will measure you. And to some of us, you have a little money on your bank account to measure you as well. And to some of us, you have a few people like you're a pastor of 10. They are measuring you and you're measuring them. But behold, this man is speaking to us. But there is a source of healing waters that are inside of us, whereby everyone, when they come around us, they'll be healed. So the source of healing waters that are inside of us, no man can resist it. Not even your bank account. So what God is speaking to us is like, every step you take in me, I am anointing you. From the feet, measure or level, to your ankle, from your ankle to your knees. So when it comes to your knees, when you kneel down, I'll be anointing you for the power to pray. So when it comes to your waist, I'll be giving you the right and the whole truth, that whoever who comes around you, you'll be speaking the whole truth and the only truth. All of us who testify that is only the truth that always set us free. And to some of us who testify that so many times you speak lies and you're the one binding yourself. I speak lies and I'm the one who is binding myself. What the Lord is saying to us is, so, what is the devil speaking into your ears? The enemy has been whispering to the church ever since 2,000 years ago, telling the disciples that he cannot make it. Thank the pastor that he cannot make it. But this man is measuring how the church must walk. The church must be established in the word. The church must be sustained by the prayer on their knees. The fivefold ministries will be sustained by the prayers when they kneel down. Praise Jesus. And when it came to their waist, something happened. Their truth, you know, there is a group in every organization that will always oppose you. In every church, there will always be a group that opposes the anointing. In every house, every family, there will always be this one person. You bring this, they say, oh, don't bring it. No, I don't see that. I don't see that. But this river, this source of healing waters in you, you cannot abandon it. People will abandon you, but do not abandon this source of healing waters. This is the message for all of us. That when we are full of everything from God, then people around us will be healed. We don't know where the fish are coming from. And the Bible does not telling us that the fish were sick or they needed something else. But the Bible is saying that there were some trees the other side, and there were some trees the other side, and then the fish came out of the waters. Why are they coming out of the waters? And why are the fish getting healed? To me, it's not just fish. It's a sign, it's a symbol of the hearts. The church, the Lord has been measuring the church, and now is the time that the source of healing waters are coming out and are rising to those who are in need of it. Praise Jesus. So when you look at the word of God here in verses 7, if we can go back to verses 7. Verses 7 to 12. You will find that the waters became healing. Your words are like waters, and they can become healing. That's why the enemy has been whispering into our ears, you can't do that. And we have followed the voice of those voices. He's been whispering, but we can't go there anymore. We are new believers, new creatures. We are new people. You might look like other trees. You might look like any other woman, but inside of you, the source of healing waters are cleansing us. And now you need to understand that I cannot speak healing to anybody until I am healed. Do you get it? You cannot speak to anybody until you have already spoken to your spirit man. So if you look at this, the healing waters, the waters became healing waters until it became abundant life. That is the word you accepted in John 1:12, that to those who believed in God, they were given authority to become children of God. When you accepted the word, you started, the word was like, the level was of the feet. Now it came up, up, up. This is the growth of a Christian. This is a growth. You started when you do not know how to pray. But because of the group that is always in the church, you entered into that group. And the group now, you cannot come out of that group. The group that does not go where you're going. In the organization where you're working, they have their motives. You have your motive. Do not join any group. Don't. Do not simply join any group. The abundant life we carry, the source of healing waters we carry. But this morning, I'm here to disorganize those whispers from the devil in Jesus' name. So, if you look at these verses, you'll find in Genesis chapter 2, verses 8, that's why you know the meaning of this. Because when God was putting everything in the Garden of Eden, he put everything. There was a theater there in the Garden of Eden, the tree of life, every herb, every tree, every leaf was a healing. Go to Genesis chapter 2. God is in need of his church. The church must know that they are loved. You are loved. Do not look for love from any group. Like I said, I continue to say, this group, there's this clique, oh, there are four of them. They cry the same tears. And then you join. They drain you. You sing their song. They sing you. You go with their chorus. Don't. Don't. Where we are heading is a better place. And we are from glory to glory. Praise Jesus. In your siblings' lives, listen, it's not even in church. You have four siblings. There's always the one sibling of your life. Whatever you say, she opposes, or he opposes. And then to be until he'll grab your mind and you follow her or him. And you'll be singing one part, you go for another chorus. The Lord God planted the garden eastward in Eden, and there he put them a man who he had formed. This is the same man, is a picture of a man, is a picture of the seed of God, is a picture of the Holy Spirit measuring what we have and what we are supposed to be having. Continue to verses, okay. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. And the tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Among us, stars, inside of you, inside of me, I am carrying a tree, either of life or of death. That's what I'm saying. Do not simply jump into somebody's life. You don't know what she's carrying. You don't know what he's carrying. But if you can only remember that the source of healing waters are inside of you, whoever who comes to you, you fish him or you fish her. You just bring them to their knees. You bring them. You are a disciple of Jesus Christ. Go and disciple others, because the word of God has already discipled you. Then your mission is to go and look for those who are stagnant. A group of stagnant anointing. A group. God is saying in this church, in you are the church, I am the church. There has to be a truth in me. that whoever who crosses around me will find the truth and they will set them free. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden. The waters that were there from day one in the garden of Eden. It is the same water we have today. Who is the Holy Spirit? He is always attending to this garden. God calls us his garden. You are the garden of God. You are the field of God. And then, if you are not allowing the Holy Spirit, there's another spirit you are allowing to come and speak into your life. But God forbid, we stand as men and women of God and we oppose the powers of darkness. We speak the whole truth and shall set us free. Praise Jesus. Number 11 and 12 as we finish. The name of the first is Pishon. Number 12. And the God of that land is good. Yeah. Go to Psalms 46 as I finish. As the worshippers prepare themselves. There is a river in you. There is a river in me. There is a river. 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 Psalms 46 from verses 4. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. There is a river in me, and it carries joy, peace, and everything I need. This river, its streams, is bringing to you, is coming out of you, is inside of you, is healing your spirit, man, is healing your giftings. Some of us, our giftings are so much dormant, but because of this river and its streams, as our giftings are rising and are rising in a high speed. And there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like, sing, there is none like Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none Sing, sing, there's none like Jesus. Father, we soak our lives in the blood of Jesus. And let that river go through us. Let that river go straight in us. Let that river this morning take over. Let that river take over from the worshippers to the congregation, from the pastors to the congregation. Let us be one as you are one, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Jikarama Santa Raba Baba 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 Baba.
There is none like you, one more time say, there is none like you. No one else, no one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. Just take time and tell him there is none like you. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you. There is none like There is none like you. There is none like you. This morning we come before your God. We run to you this morning because there's none like you. Where shall we run to, Father, apart from you, O God? Where shall we run to, Father, apart from you? There is none like you. You, the lifter of our head, O Father. We run to you this morning. The lifter of our head, we run to you. There is none like 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 you. We gather ourselves before you, Father. And we say to you, Father, receive, receive. Receive the sacrifice of praise, Father. Let our hearts, Lord, worship you from within, Father. We are not here to worship any man. We are not here to worship any woman, but to worship you, Father. Take time and present yourself before the Lord. Forget about everything. Present your heart before the Lord. This is about you and God. This is about you and Him. This is about you and Him. When you come into His presence to worship Him, that's where your breakthrough is. Sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice of praise, Father. Receive the sacrifice of a praise. Lord, I lift up.
Song of worship.
For your glory.
For your glory.
And your grace. Let my heart, let my heart. Lord, receive. Let's repeat that verse. Lord, I lift up a song.
Lord, I lift a song of worship. For your glory and your grace and your grace, let my heart reveal all the heart. Lord, receive the sacrifice to pray.
Second verse, please.
On the mountain.
As I wait,
I will trust in the name of the Lord. Lord, receive the sacrifice of prayer. You're my shelter from the storm,
hey,
and from the rain. Cover me, Lord, cover me.
That verse again. You're my shield, you're my shield, you're my shield. Sing, tell him, hey,
you're my shield and my shelter. All in my shield.
From the storm,
cover me beneath the shadow of your wings. Lord, receive the sun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, for Lord, you done. You are forever will be. Lord, receive the sacrifice supreme.
Hallelujah, one more time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shake it,
The sacrifice of prayer. Lord, receive. Lord, receive. The sacrifice of prayer. Lord, receive. Lord, receive. The sacrifice of prayer. Shake it, take it, seek it. Receive the sacrifice of Father. Let it be worthy. Let it be worthy, Father, this morning. Receive this sacrifice of praise. Shekereka Baba. We want to know you, Father. Tell the Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you. That's all it takes, knowing the Lord. I want to know you. We want to know him. Praise the Lord. Shekereka Baba. I want to know him. Pass for me. Separate it. Shake it. You are there. One more time, sing it again, sing it in. 1 minute. In the secret, everybody. In the quiet place. In the stillness, you are. In the secret place. In the secret, in the quiet. Cause I want to know you more. Oh, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I want to touch you, Lord. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. I want to know you, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. Lord, I want to touch you. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. Get the bus. I am reaching for the highest, that I might receive the prize that I might receive. Praising, praising, praising. Cause I want to know you more. Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you more. Lord, I want to touch you. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. Tell him I want to know you. I want to touch you. I want to I want to know you more. My prayer, Lord, this morning, I want to touch you. I want to touch you. I want to
see your face.
I want to know you more. Hallelujah. Make it your personal prayer. Father, I want to know you. I want to know you. We want to know you. That's what makes a difference. That's what makes a difference. He has promised that he will never fail you. Somebody say he has promised that he will never fail. He has promised that he will never fail. It's a promise. It's endorsed. It's on paper. Tell me, choir. He has promised.
He has promised he will never fail. I will follow.
I will follow him.
He has promised he will
never fail.
His faith.
Forevermore.
He has promised.
He has promised he will never fail. I will follow. I will
follow him.
He has promised he will never. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness.
His faithfulness.
His faithfulness. Is forevermore. His faithfulness.
His faithfulness.
Is forevermore. His faithfulness.
Your faithfulness.
Is forevermore. His faithfulness.
Listen.
He is a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
He's a miracle.
He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. He's a Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle.
He's a miracle.
He is a miracle working God.
My God is a miracle.
He is a miracle working God. He's the
Alpha
and Omega. He's a miracle.
He is a miracle working God.
He is a miracle working God. He is a miracle working God. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is a miracle working God.
Shekereka Baba, miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
What do you want the Lord to do for you?
Yes.
I'm asking you this morning. I have walked a week of miracles from Monday. I've seen God do wonders. What do you want God to do for you? Let your now be now. Prophet Sheila said, let your now be now. With God, there's no tomorrow. Let your now be now. Shake it, Rika Baba Baba. Shake it, Rika Baba Baba. We're going to chase a small song. Praise the Lord. God gave me this song on Monday and something happened. Shekereka mama baba sikiraba. First of all, you believe it in your heart. You believe it, then you speak it. After speaking it, you receive it. How many of you believe God is still God? How many of you here still God? God is still God. It goes like this.
I believe it.
I speak it.
I receive it.
Today,
I believe it.
I speak,
I speak it,
then
I receive it. Today.
Take it out.
I believe it.
I speak it.
I receive it. Today. I believe it.
I
speak
it, then I receive it. Today. Then we go. Hey. Today. 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 Hey. Say. Today. Pick it up. Today. Today. Time is now. The time is now. Time is now. Yeah, the time is now. Yeah, time is now. Yeah, time is now. The time is now. The time is now. I believe it. I believe it.
I speak it.
I receive it.
Today.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Then I speak it.
I receive it.
Today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive your miracle this morning. Receive your miracle. Check it out. Now, if you think God is not God, last Saturday as I was worshiping, God was raising up $3,000 off my credit card. As I was worshiping on Saturday, God was raising up $3,000 off my credit card. You think God is not God? My wife has spent time, she hasn't been working. The same week she gets a contract, it's about $3,000 a month. And you think God is not God? Today, the time is now, today, the time is now. The time is now. Today. Someone receive your miracle this morning. Receive your healing this morning. Receive your breakthrough this morning. Shake it. Hallelujah. Someone who came determined to touch God, you will not go back the same. There's a river that broke through last weekend. And it's still flowing. You just have to jump in. Head first, you just have to jump in. In the deep end, not in the shallow end. I'm not a swimmer, but when you get to the deep end, you can't touch the flow. That's what God wants to do for you. Jump in the deep end. Jump in the deep end. Oh, shaking the healing waters. My mom was talking about the healing water this morning, healing waters. Jump in the deep end. Shake it, rekaba, ba 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 ba. Oh, shekede kere kabababa. We ride upon your spirit this morning, Father. We are jumping in. I am jumping in wholeheartedly. Take me as I am. Take me as I am, God. Shekede kabababa. Healing water. Over my soul, healing water, just flow over my soul, flow over my soul, let me choir sing, healing water. Flow over my soul. Healing water. Healing water. Flow over my soul. Healing water. Healing water. Flow over my soul, flow over my soul. Overflow, 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 overflow. Overflow, healing water, healing water, healing water, healing water, flow over my soul, flow over my soul, healing water, healing water, take it in, flow. Overflow, 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 overflow. Shake it up,